Dr. Lona, good afternoon. I'm anointed. Angiti, I'm speaking in the tongues and I'm speaking in the spirit. So pick me up Monday, eh?
Yeah, good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm fine. I decided, I've been waiting for some people to pick me up on a Monday, ne? And
yes.
Nobody ever picked me up on a Monday. So I decided, kina limoya, that is going to pick myself up.
You pick yourself up.
I have to.
Hey, Father, it's a very good thing to hear.
Why is it again? We sometimes spend a lot of time brooding on those debit orders that are bouncing, eh?
Mm.
On those people who are receiving our SMSs or our WhatsApps and they're not even responding. We spend time thinking on mang, my cousin didn't do this to me, my mother is not grateful, you know, and we forget, you know, to actually realize, you know what, we've got life, you know, and it's not the worst. And
we are responsible for our own happiness, Father, whether you like it or not. The happiness ends with you.
I wish I knew that, ne? I wish I knew that earlier. But anyhow, what are we talking about this afternoon?
We're talking about the liver, Father. We're talking about hepatitis.
Hey, tell me, what is this thing called hepatitis, Kana?
No, but it's, you know, you guys are taking us back to school, eh?
It's called Mamela. Called continuous education.
You guys are putting us back into the classroom.
And it
is so good because these are some of the things. These are things we see every single day. But you always think, it's too complicated to discuss with avid people. But I love it because I told Simba, I said, you have no idea. I've just seen one and I think we should talk about it and explain to people what this is, you know?
Mm. Talk to us.
Aha. Uh-huh. It is an inflammation of the liver, which means when anything, whatever is going on with the liver, it's called hepatitis. So there could be quite a number of them. As long as you are sick from the liver, I can simply just say you have hepatitis. As to the causes and everything else, then we'll go deeper into it.
But I've had some people say, kunali A, there's hepatitis A, there's hepatitis B, there's some even go to C and D and E, and I'm hearing that there is a G coming.
We are getting so bored as doctors. We have created so many of them. But it's because, Father, because the world, you know, medicine is ever, ever changing. You know, this body, that's why I always tell people, this is a testimony of the fact that somebody above us was designing this. Because 2 million years later, we're still trying to find out what's going on with our bodies. Mm. We're meeting more of the viruses that are causing hepatitis. Hepatitis, the type that you're speaking about, are those that are being caused by a virus. So everyone, at least that's the beauty of it. If it's hepatitis A, it's caused by a hepatitis virus of type A. If it's a hepatitis B, it's caused by that virus of type B. If it's a C, it's caused by that virus of type B. It's all the viral infections mostly, which is very scary because viruses, we struggle a lot. That's why we are forever finding new types. And then we've got other types, Father, where the liver might just get very sick because me and you were naughty. We spoke about it last week. The medications we take, the drugs we take, the toxins that we keep on building up in our bodies, those themselves, they can cause hepatitis. But the last one, which I love the most, which people also do not understand and is very close to my heart because I lost somebody dear to me because of this, is the alcoholic hepatitis, where the alcohol itself directly causes the liver problem.
Yeah. I knew you were going to come up with a bombshell.
Father, this is very important because this happens every single day. I mean, it's quite a vast number, but their presentations are really, really very common. It sounds like it's scientific, but the minute you walk in, I just know this is hepatitis, even though I still have to go deep in and find out which type.
Before we come to its presentation, how is it transmitted?
It is. Oh, yeah. You know, it is said. I was reading somewhere, I don't remember if it was last week or something, where somebody was saying, I think it was an American person, and say, you're going to a developing country. Please make sure you don't take tap water when you get there, and you really do not use their loos, and be careful of the food. But it is very true. It is because hepatitis A, Father, it's very common in maybe low-developing countries. We know where you know, if you go for the definition, they'll say when there's feces, I mean, that's very gross, but that's when feces are found in food and water and we ingest it. And that is highly possible. If our water is not well cycled, if our water is not cleaned, the food is not being taken care of. I mean, it's a simple thing. It's a hygiene thing. It's a sanitation thing. And you find them in you know, like in squatter camp or something like that. That is where hepatitis A is common. You understand? So that's how it's transmitted. That's the first one. The second one, B and C, very simple. They are like brothers and sisters. B and C are transmitted through blood. I don't know. Blood and you know, like sexual contact. I mean, Pamela Anderson, I'm allowed to do that. It's not Madiba. Pamela Anderson disclosed in 2002 or she has hepatitis. So those are people who are giving us their diagnosis. That's why I'm allowed to speak about it. It's not for doctor-patient confidentiality. She went through the whole world and told everybody she's got hepatitis C. And only now in 2015, I think she came back and said it's been healed. But it was made famous by that. And it was a very good thing because we learned from that. It is comes from blood and sexual contact. So unfortunately, then we start asking, was she a drug addict or was it because she was sleeping around or things like that? So it is such things, Father. And then obviously alcohol gives us alcohol hepatitis, and the other one with medications and everything else we've spoken about last week.
What are some of the signs and symptoms?
Signs and symptoms. Very important. I mean, the doctor will take the history. I must say, I've seen one of them. I was speaking to the producer the other time. It's, you know, it was a simple thing. Eyes, their eyes go yellow. And most of the time, you have to ask the person who's accompanying the other person, say, do you think this person's eyes are yellow? Because the person cannot see themselves. So the eyes turn yellow, and that condition is called jaundice. Very, very common. People will have, you know, all the other symptoms, febrile conditions where you get a bit of fever, chills. They vomit a lot. And from your risk factors, I know if you're a drug user, I must look out for any of the hepatitis conditions. If you are very flamboyant or very generous sexually, we will have to check such things. Let's say you're a prostitute or something, or you know your real life. We have to look for such conditions. If you know you share needles and razors and whatever with other people, I'll take that. We'll find that from the history. But what I love the most is one person told me, "Hey, you doctors are boring. Every time somebody says they are sick, the first thing you do is you put them on the bed and you start palpating them. You start touching their tummies. There's a reason why we don't touch the tummy, Father. Because if I feel you and the liver is a problem, I can actually feel it with my hands as I'm checking you. So examination by the doctor is very important. It's not because we like touching people. We don't necessarily enjoy it all the time, but we do get clues from it. And then obviously we do it, blood tests, sonar, and so forth, like biopsies, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Treatment options?
It's a virus, most of them. A up to E or whatever G is still coming up. So most of the time it's antivirals that we use. But you know what? A is very self-limiting. Most of the time we just admit a person in the hospital. We just watch the temperature and things like that, and it goes away. Things like your B and C, we have to use antivirals to make sure that we treat you, if it's treatable and if it's possible to work around it. I mean, we talk about the fact that today, as it is, all our babies are getting vaccinated against hepatitis A and B. Very important. We get 12 to, in around 12 to 18 months of life. So it's very important that our kids are, Father, I don't know how many times we have spoken about it. Vaccination, guys, this means vaccination is important. Vaccines are not made to make people or industries, rich. Vaccines are trying to prevent. We wouldn't have eradicated polio if we didn't give vaccines. So it's very important that people understand that vaccine is important. There's more positives than the negatives. I mean, there will always be a 0.1% of somebody getting side effects of vaccines. But 90% of the people will have been saved. So vaccination, make sure your babies are getting vaccinated at the right time, every time, so that they can be saved. And then you do get all the other things like, of course, when it's alcohol, we have to ask you to stop. We have to make sure maybe it's rehab or all the other things. I mean, we just go on and try and see how we can help as it goes. But it's very difficult with the hepatitis conditions because you, most of the time we just have to continuously watch you.
So the treatment, how long does it take for?
It depends on what it is. Hepatitis A, it's bed rest, a week to 2 weeks. Most of the time I've seen people say close to 2 weeks in just a hospital, just us making sure we were watching them. Pamela Anderson, he says he's been treated 10 years later. You know, sometimes it can be that long. A virus is very difficult, and a virus is very clever, Father. They constantly mutate, they change. It's one of the things that, these are the challenges that God has given us as doctors. Viruses are just keeping us busy. We have to constantly, and scientists constantly just keep on treating and finding ways of discovering how clever they are against us. We always have to be a step ahead of them. All the other things, the people, drug users, we have to really take care of them. You know, in good countries, where they can, well, I don't know what I mean by good, but I'm saying maybe financially healthy countries, you know, even drug users are being supported. You know, you find people who are running organizations and making sure, okay, we cannot help these people stop the drug habit, but at least let's give them fresh needles. Let's supply them with, you know, addiction is a very difficult thing. So it's about just education and trying to tell people, make sure that those who are already in trouble, I mean, sexual workers, we must make sure they are protected, vaccinated those we can vaccinate, and teach as much as possible and give them other ways to avoid these things. And as we go, we just try and fight it. But this can be worked. But especially the alcoholic one, people, if they cannot stop, Father, unfortunately, the answer is death. And let me tell you, complications can be simple things. It can be a chronic liver disease where we cannot do anything about that liver. We just watch it die. Or it can be liver cancer. Any of those hepatitis can, at the end, cause liver cancer. And unfortunately, they will fold our arms and we just wait for the final day.
Yeah, no. So we really need to look after ourselves, eh?
Look after ourselves, and obviously it's all the other things, like I said, hepatitis A, Father, it's about basic living conditions, all the good water, sanitation, and all that. Businesses, all the other things, is just about a lifestyle. Yes, blood, we have to be careful, not like you said, take our medication carefully, make sure we use our antibiotics and all the other medication the right way and everything. Ahman, come on, at the end of the day, it's just about doing the right thing.
Yes, and we should continue carrying our bottles to work with those lemons inside, I suppose.
And mint.
Limit.
Baba, our colleagues are not going to love us after this 2 weeks. Guys, filter machines, I mean, in the offices and such things are very useful. Homes are better that way. Financially, obviously, it's not very easy to always buy 500 mils of water for 10 rands every single day. It's not necessarily possible. But, I mean, water can be boiled. Simple water can be boiled. You just boil your water, put, in the old days, we were talking, the days of cholera, we were talking about just putting dick in the water and boiling your water. And voila, you've killed all the other things that need to be killed today. 100% degrees Celsius of heat can kill everything that is under the sun.
Dr. Lona, thank you very much. And we really look forward. I mean, tomorrow is the 1st of August, and that's when some of us will be bringing out our bottles again. But thank you very much. It's exactly true.
Yes, we're all going back to the gym the 1st of August. And then obviously is the time when feminism goes rife. Eh? Be careful in offices. Please be very gentle and really support those women, because this is the month where they'll be very vocal to you. We would love to go through the August month with joy and happiness. Thank you so much, Father.
That was Dr. Lona Maputuma, our resident doctor here at Radio Veritas. And she's giving us insight on this syndrome and this disease called hepatitis. Dr. Lona, thank you very much and have a blessed week.
Lovely evening, Father. Thank you. God bless.